Log Talk Radio.
Oh. Thank you.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of
could you turn down some, please? A'ud billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil alamin, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Malik yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas-siratal mustaqim. Shiroto Ladin and Amta Alihim Hyrule Magdubi Alihim Walido Alin Aimin. The last name, Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Prophet Muhammad is still of the Prophet, is the messenger, the last prophet of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A'udhu billahi minash-shaytani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to the message concern. This is Tuesday night, November 15th, 2022 at 7:12. We wanted to wait a while for the audience to appear, so we would only have to say this once. They have not appeared as yet. What we will do is maybe try and go back on music. A message of concern. That's just a Zawad. If I had the message of concern up here in my area of Imam Wali Ali, I could play that too. While I was waiting for, I'm waiting for someone, for some audience to come on, even if it's one more. But since I don't have that up here, I will just go on and see if I can just clear over what I have. Or maybe I can even... on, but let that play. Then I'll just play something else when that goes off. This is wild.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, no. Don't turn and walk away. What I think kind of bold. Well, it's a question that should run deep down in your soul.
What would happen if we go with city churches throughout the world for centuries?
What would happen
with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
What would happen?
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message of concern. What will be said to the mind of the world's children? What will this do to their mind? What will this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern.
What would happen to the world's children put under fear of a particular race? Presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men.
Tell me what would happen.
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message of concern. What would be said to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern.
What would happen?
The Quran, Surah 3, verse 64 says, say, O people of the book, come to common terms that between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims,
bowing to God's will. God's will.
A message, a message.
Wait a minute before you criticize. The question is long overdue. I've come to realize this important message lends words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture in the window. Open your mind. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their minds? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message, a message, message of concern. Civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no gods. We are only men, mortals from the mortals. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern.
As-salamu alaykum. Welcome to the message of concern. And as I stated before, the message of concern is a serious message of concern because it speaks on removal of all images from worship that portray divine. This Blog Talk Radio show is sponsored by Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School. S is for science. T is for technology. E is for electronics, economics, engineering. M is for math. It's also co-sponsored by Brother Yasir Muhammad out of L.A. And thank him for sharing with us his Blog Talk Radio show. We have another second focus in this Blog Talk Radio show, which is the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children and even some adults. We want to welcome you to this show. My name is, I'm your host tonight, Sister Daya Hanan Shabazz Akbar. This is supposedly the night that the sisters focus on the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children and some adults. But we do talk about other interests pertaining to the children as well as adults, and as well as the message of concern, which is also very, very important. We have hosts on Sunday nights and Tuesday nights, myself, the Quran, Brother Abdullah Akbar, out of Decatur. I'm out of Decatur, Georgia also. Sister Quran and Brother Sujai is from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we have Brother Muhammad out of Columbus, Georgia. A lot of times we have Brother Muhammad and his wife, Sister Sharifa, from New York also, which serve as host a lot of time in our reading and passing on and sharing the information that which we feel is vital information that we should know. So to start off with, if anyone has anything share, just push 1 on your phone receiver, and we'll open your mic and bring you into the queue. And you can voice your interest or your opinion or give your input, whatever it may be pertaining to the message of concern and the psych or the psychological effect that it has on the minds of the world's children. So this is a together thing. It's not just a, what we call one man's band. It's our program, and we want to share or even bring something for the first time, some news or some pertinent, some that's important for us to know here on the Blog Talk Radio show. Okay. Hopefully, I'm looking at the board now, and hopefully Brother Irene will come in and will be able to share with us another interest that he might have come up with. And I haven't been on or participated, or maybe Brother Muhammad, one of the others who participated more so than I myself. You know, you have good intentions on participating on a lot of things, even assisting in a lot of things, but time sometimes may not allow it. It's not that you're not interested. It's just that time, some at different times, does not allow you to divide yourself up and participate in so many things. Your mind just can't. Sometimes our mind can't do that, but so much, so much, a little bit so much. But at any time, I'm sure Brother Amin would appreciate the assistance or the input that you can give to assist, because it is a worthwhile program, and it's called the it's like an investors millionaire club, or investors millionaire club, and it consists of reading about the different ones who have fill those shoes as millionaires and how they got there and clues, and they share their information on how they got there and share the books that you can read from their experiences in order to be there too, a millionaire. And believe it or not, we don't have to psych ourselves out. It's just that these are things that's for us and that we're supposed to have, and how we're supposed to set our minds to doing, you know, because everything is put out there. Our beholding, and for our interest and for our use, for our benefit, we just have to know how to go about getting it. Just know how to go about getting it. Meanwhile, I wanted to share just 2 verses, which I usually do, because I do it because I feel that it's interesting to know about and to focus on a certain phase of Islam, which is that message of concern, removal of images from worship that portrays divine, because we know that God cannot be confined, the creator of the heavens and earth, and all in between. He's the creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. And he cannot be confined in a church or a statue or even a mosque. You know, these are buildings, you know, which is also our building, our souls. It's a building also of our soul. Our soul can serve as a building to house our beliefs and our love Yeshua, our Creator. So we have to just take time out, we have to make time to do what we have to do, because we owe a big debt and we could never even repay it. But we thank Allah and thank Allah much for blessing us with our souls back every morning that we awake, you know. And we thank Allah much for blessing us too. Every day when we lay down, every night when we lay down to retire for the night, we thank Him for blessing us to have accomplished what we have accomplished during the day, or just blessing us with life, period, and being in existence, period, you know, during the day. And keeping Him in remembrance, keeping Allah in remembrance, and Prophet Muhammad in remembrance, and our brothers and sisters and all, not comparing them with Allah, the same things that, just mentioning the things that we should think about as human beings with knowledge. And once you've heard the knowledge, you can't turn back regardless to the percentage of knowledge, you know, even a little bit. Like they used to say, a little dab of knowledge, what do you? You know, because knowledge is powerful, and we have to remember that. Can't slight ourselves. And who's holding us back? Shaitan may try, but if we have strong faith in our Creator, then we can pray for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and for Allah to bless us what we're supposed to have in our life, in our lives, as wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So we just have to guard it and live by it. I want to read to you from
Detector.
Okay, like I said, I was trying to get my book from Brother Henry's book, and I found it. And I would like to read to you from his book. The title is What Every Parent Should Know About the Worship of Human Imagery in Religion and Their Child's Mental Health. What Every Parent Should Know About the Worship of Human Imagery in Religion and Their Child's Mental Health by Brother Henry S. Muhammad. And I focus a lot of times, and I probably read to you tonight one of the stories out of here too, about the children and about the, telling the children the truth, and read one of the stories where it can show and tell and read how the children can be able to recognize the truth and can help, how it can help benefit them. Okay, in the back of Brother Henry's book, which consists of 126 pages, on page 117 is a reading of that comes from his, from the Holy Bible, King James Version. And one of the chapters is Exodus, and it's chapter 20, verse 4. And it reads, Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Bear that in mind. And the other one is Deuteronomy. It's Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 8. And it reads, Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. And ask me why I point those two out from the Bible, King James Version, is because it's talking about the graven image, which our number one focus is that image, you know. So that those two chapters that I've read from with their verses, even from the Bible, it states that we shouldn't have any graven image of God. Nowhere, no place on earth. Okay, so therefore, we should think about that and go to our Bibles, which I'm sure most of us may have a Bible on the side to read, and the Quran also to read and study from. And you will see how close in proximity the Bible and the Holy Quran is, you know, as far as its wording and its reading. We can check those two out, you know, the wordings and coming from whatever chapter and the weight of the wordings. Okay, I want to go now to the Holy Quran. Well, and like I said, the other verses that I just read from the Holy Bible, King James Version, they read the same. It's the same wording. That's what I was trying to point out and intended to point out. It's the same wording, you know, as it uses graven image, okay? And we shouldn't have any symbols or images of our Creator, of God at all. When we say God in the sense, we're talking about a capital G hyphen D, because we say it that way, capital G hyphen D. And we also say Allah. You know, because if you turn, we don't say God frequently, but we want everybody to understand where we're coming from. And that capital G hyphen takes the place of that O that a lot of people put in there, and then D. And turned around, it spells dog. And we don't want anybody to get that impression. And we should not even have that in our minds that those that's a word that should be used for the supreme or for a creator. And the Muslims say Allah. And believe it or not, a lot of the Christians are saying, or other religions, I'll put it that way, are saying Allah. Okay? And I would say that it means all good. The name that we give, or that we learn to give to the higher power or the creator in our religion of Islam. And it's 99 attributes that, you know, can be used, 99 attributes and some, which will indicate that and back up that who we say is Allah and God too as well, capital G hyphen D, one God, creator of the heavens and earth and all in between, creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. Now coming from the Holy Quran also, this image, I would like to read to you chapter 4. And we'll say surah, because surah, chapter is English, and surah is Arabic. It's what's, you know, the same one is Arabic, which is sure, the other is chapter, means the same thing. 4, Anisa, meaning the women. And it reads, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer." Ayat, which is verse 170. "O mankind, the apostle has come to you in truth from Allah. Believe in him. It is best for you. But if you reject faith, to Allah belong all things in the heavens and on earth. And Allah is all-knowing, all-wise." Ayat 171. "O people of the book, commit no excesses in your religion, nor say of Allah anything but the truth. Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, was no more than an apostle of Allah and his word, which he bestowed on Mary, and a spirit proceeding from him. So believe in Allah and his apostles. Say not Trinity desist. It will be better for you. For Allah is one Allah. Glory be to him, for exalted is he, the above, for exalted, subhanAllah, for exalted is he above having a son. To him belong all things in the heavens and on earth, and enough is Allah as a disposer of affairs. Ayat 172. Christ does not disdain to serve and worship Allah, nor do the angels, those nearest to Allah. Those who disdain his worship and are arrogant, he will gather them all together unto himself to answer. Ayat or verse 173 and the last. But to those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, we will give their due rewards and more out of his bounty. For those who are disdainful and arrogant, he will punish with a grievous chastisement. Nor will they find besides Allah in it to protect or help them. Then we have one short surah, Surah 112, or Chapter 112, Al-Ikhlas, the Purity of Worship. It only has four ayats, and it reads, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, in the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Ayat 1, say he is Allah, the one and only. Ayat 2, Allah, the eternal absolute. Ayat 3, he begets not, nor is he begotten. Ayat 4, and there is none like unto him. Okay. That's Surah 112. And it's Al-Ikhlas, the Purity of Worship. Okay. Okay, that's the part of the message of concern that I have read to you to give some contribution toward that. Okay. And I want to read one other something here in the book. It's not that, it's not much. It's not much. I'll go through it quickly. And this is page 112 of Brother Hemi's book, and I've given you the title already. And the topic of this is calling the world to the purity of worshiping one God, capital G hyphen D has on here. And it has a picture or a photo, which is a courtesy from the Courtesy Library of Congress. And it's of an elderly man of color, African-American man. And it reads, when a people have been completely stripped of their human dignity, stripped of their self-esteem, stripped of their cultural history, and stripped of their love for themselves as human beings, those people have been psychologically murdered, and only God and save them. The above statement represents exactly what happened to the African-American slave community over a 300-year period. At this time, I'm going to address my comments to the men of the African-American community. As the descendants from African-American slaves, the time has come to inform the world about the psychological dangers associated with the worship of human imagery in religion. It's time to call the world back to the worship of one God who is invisible and does not have a skin color, a racial identity, or a human flesh body. As soon as African-American men boldly take a stand on the universal concepts of truth, the entire world will change. I don't care what your position in life is. You can be young or old, rich or poor, educated or uneducated, strong enough to stand and say to the world that it is a crime against humanity to promote the worship of an
ethnically identifiable human being as God in the flesh, the truth of your words alone would have the power to change the thinking of human beings all around the world. This is very interesting. It's very interesting to me. It says you can be young or old, rich or poor, educated or uneducated. If you're strong enough to stand and say to the world that it is a crime against humanity to promote the worship of an ethnically identifiable human being as God in the flesh, the truth of your words alone would have the power to change the thinking of human beings all around the world. Alhamdulillah. It's a powerful statement. Powerful statement. Okay, they agree. As a matter of fact, the world would be on the wrong side of history if it didn't support our call to remove all human images of God from worship. A new respect, dignity, and vitality would be born in the African-American community overnight. We would only be doing what is right and following the mission of the prophets of God. If we called for the world to correct its faulty thinking, wasn't Prophet Moses right when he told Pharaoh to correct his faulty thinking? Yes, he was. Wasn't Prophet Jesus right when he told the wicked leaders of his society to correct their faulty thinking? Yes, he was. Wasn't Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of God be upon him, right when he told the wicked leaders of the world to correct their faulty thinking? Yes, he was. It is a natural obligation for man to protect the physical and psychological well-being of his wife, his child, his neighbor, his community, his nation, and his world. Why shouldn't we as African-American men want to make certain that our children don't grow up believing that God lived on earth as a Caucasian man? Do you think that Caucasian parents would allow the minds of their children to be crippled by a religious teaching that said God lived on earth in the flesh of an African-American man? Of course they wouldn't. Do you think that Caucasian parents would allow their children to be taught that the only way to be saved from the fires of hell was to bow down and worship the image of an African-American man as God in the flesh? Of course they wouldn't. Many Caucasian Americans don't even want to accept an African-American man as president of the United States. What makes you think they would allow that their children be taught that an African-American man was a human God on earth? Before Caucasian American parents would accept such foolishness, they would leave the church. As African-American men, we have an obligation to set the record straight. The time has come to teach the world's children that God is invisible and not a human being. The time has come to teach the world's children that God is the all-seeing creator of everything in the heavens and the earth. And the time has come to teach the world's children that God, the Almighty, does not need food, water, or anything else. As African-American men, we should never sit quietly and allow our children to be taught that God loved or God lived on earth as a human being, because our children would never be able to develop a healthy sense of self-worth with a lying, corrupt concept like that growing in their heads. I'm asking you, as the father of African-American children, I'm asking you, as the fathers of African-American children, to begin discussing the urgent concerns that have been pointed out in this book. I'm asking you to have discussions with your ministers, your educators, your doctors, your psychologists, their social workers, and anyone else who has an ear to hear. Talk to radio hosts and television hosts. Tell them what we talked about here in this book. I'm asking you to shine the light of truth on the righteous lie that says God had a national identity and an ethnic flesh. Stand on truth and work together with others in calling the world to return to the worship of one God. Thank you for reading. Alhamdulillah. And that was Brother Henry's intake and reading that he put in his book explaining that, which is really, really important, the way that most people feel nowadays, the beauty of the message of concern and its accomplishments, and still yet more to accomplish. And inshallah, and it seems like it's almost here. The world is accepting that truth. It seems like everywhere. They may not want, they may be afraid or a little leery or not really certain if they should say it. They may be afraid to even say it, that we worship one God. And he's not of a color, not one specific color or complex skin complexion. The statue is not God that everybody worships as being God. And they call it Jesus or Esau in the olden days. You know, yeah, that's not God. It's not God. It's not the creator of heaven and earth and all in between. Do you know the meaning or the definition? You know, and that's important too. And maybe with that being said and taught, the meaning of who they say God is, the creator of the heavens and earth and all in between, then I can't understand how anybody would agree to a statue being a creator of or a picture of any individual, human individual. You can look at the sun or the moon or the sky or the trees with the green leaves, and then this time of the weather, how they shed. You can look at the green grass, breathing the fresh air that we breathe. You know, look at the bodies of water that's been created, and the forage in the forest that's been created for us to consume as far as natural foods for us to eat. Now, who do you think made that? Who can they possibly even think made that? Somebody who they said might have died on the cross? Hands and feet nailed and with a crown of thorns on their head, blood dripping down, and he's coming back to save us? He couldn't save himself. Oh, no, I'm okay. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. There's no reason for me to. The brothers are going to handle that. They're going to take care of that tomorrow night and maybe some on this particular program right now. You know, the brothers will take care of that. And maybe we'll have some input on their time this is Tuesday. They are on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturdays. Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Not Fridays. Everybody's off on Friday. Everybody, when I say Blog Talk Radio Show, does not do the message of concern on Fridays due to it being the Jumu'ah day, you know, and they have Jumu'ah in California. In L.A. at a different time, well, at the same time, but it's different from ours, like 3 hours ahead of time of ours. So when it's 1 o'clock there, they have their Jumu'ah. It's 4 o'clock here. It's 4 o'clock here. So and we don't come on like land until 7 o'clock later on. So that's how they do theirs, okay? Now, if at any time anybody wants to add anything, I'm talking about the children. I'm still talking about the children, you know, and anytime I read Brother Henry's book, I will pick out the chapters that focus on the children, because this is the day on Sunday nights and Tuesday nights from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. excuse me. Oh, that's a long time. From 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Okay? We focus on the children. Psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children, as well as their health, well-being, you know, and their safety. Whatever there is that we have to, and teaching them the truth so that they won't be brought up in the world and won't come up having to hear the falsehood of things that they should know the real truth about. You know, they got to know the truth. We cannot let them come up in this world and grow up believing some of the things that we believed without having any kind of cover for that, explanation for that, and directing them in the right direction. Can't let them stay like that. It's our responsibility. I mean, we've been given that task, and there's Ummis, you know, brothers too, sometimes have that Ummi nature about them. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had he was called the Ummi Prophet because he had that motherly love in him also. So you see, the mothers and the mother's spirits and the mother's minds and being safe, of bringing safety to the children as well as our brothers too, you know, are safe. You know, like they protect us, we protect them as well, and our children. So we all have a part in this. We have to remember that. So we are a community, you know. And the mothers are the Ummis. We're the earth. We take care. We protect. Imam W.D. Muhammad explained to us that it's our nature, the women's nature, to be protectors, you know. And so you find yourself at night before you go to bed, even though the husband might have said, I checked, you know, it might not say anything. You just go behind yourself before you go to bed and check all the doors, make sure they're locked, make sure everything, you know, for the safety of everybody while we sleep, along with the help of Allah, alhamdulillah. If anybody have anything to say, please push 1. And you on your phone receiver, you be brought into the queue to voice your concerns, give your input, and participate in our discussions and in our children for as their well-being coming from every angle. Okay, I wanted to read this one. I haven't read it in a long time to this little girl. This little girl right here with a beautiful smile sitting at the threshold, we used to call it, threshold, right at the face of the door, you know, on the porch, smiling, beautiful smile. Looks like she's about 2 or 3 years old. And it says, this is chapter 12 in Brother Henry's book. It says, your skin color is not a curse. Because you know how a lot of us in olden days used to tell, especially our grandparents and the elders, used to tell their children that we were cursed by Ham, and they're going to tell them whatever reason, how he's drunken and all that stuff, you know, all those lies. And some of them are lies, I put it that way, okay? Well, you know, I mean, I don't want to go into that one, but you know what I'm talking about. But I want to read this to you. And quite naturally, that's the picture donation and photo, donated photo from the Library of Congress, the courtesy Library of Congress. The little picture of the little girl sitting in the threshold there, smiling. Okay, barefooted, head full of hair, dimples in the cheek. Okay, your skin color is not a curse. We've got to let them know that that's not true, that their skin color is a curse. You used to tell them all the time the reason why they're the complexion that they are, or we're the complexion that we are, is because we've been cursed. No, that's not true. So a lot of us grew up like that. believing that until Allah blessed us to use the mind he blessed us with to think for ourselves and go check it out. You know, like we say, we'll science that up, you know. Okay, and it reads, when we read the Holy Quran, we see where God Almighty says he created the human being in the very best form. As we study the nature of human beings, human skin, we learn that our Creator designed our skin and our skin color to function as a protector for us and not as a curse against us. The physical sunlight has within it harmful ultraviolet rays, which can burn and destroy healthy skin cells, causing deadly skin cancers to develop. Within the skin of every human being is a substance called melanin, M-E-L-A-N-I-N. Melanin is responsible for creating the differences in skin color that we see in human beings. Now, the fact of the matter is that there is just as much melanin in people with lighter skin as there is in people with darker skin. It's just that the melanin is more active in the darker-skinned person than it is in the lighter-skinned person. When harmful ultraviolet rays attack the skin, melanin rises to the surface of the skin and acts as a shield or umbrella, warding off much of the deadly cancer-causing ultraviolet rays. So the truth is that the darkness in a dark-skinned person's skin is a wonderful protection designed by God and not a punishing curse from God. So the question becomes, who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the lying, sick-minded racist who told you that the darkness of the African-American person's skin is a punishing curse? Or are you going to believe God, who created the darkness of the African-American person's skin to act as a blessed protection against the deadly cancer causing ultraviolet rays of the sun? Melanin sounds like a blessing from God to me and not a punishing curse. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Just got that a little bit. That explains that. Okay, that explains that. Okay, we've read. If anybody else wants to read anything, say anything regarding to what we have read or spoke on, please let us know. And we will bring you into the queue. Turn on your mic, and you can give your input. Okay. Now, if you don't, then that means that I will just have to go on, and I will read, or I will get this information, the children's health, and what we can almost expect. We cannot predict. We can only go by what those whom Allah has blessed with that knowledge to do that research and find out what it looks like for us for the winter and especially for the children. Okay, I just think it's about time me to get a new computer. This thing is it's really acting up on me. Every time you turn around, you're spending money to update the security of it and all this stuff. Oh. Okay, let's put this in here. Okay. Children's Health. Okay. Let's see what we get. Okay, and they're talking about everything, but you know how they do. They're not going to bring you directly to the information you want. They're going to start trying to sell you insurance and all this sort of stuff. Oh, boy. Government health insurance. It's not what I asked for. Okay. So. It's funny how they give you, even when you look it up, they give you what they want you to know a little bit to, what they want you to know about other things other than what you're actually talking about and want to emphasize or focus on. That before they give you that first, which is what you are trying to look up, they give you some other old kind of stuff. If anybody else is up on the current conditions for the children for the winter, this coming winter, because I myself had it earlier and saw where this winter is really not going to be so nice for us as far as the COVID. It has not gone any place. It's just taking a break in some areas. And in some areas, it's still wide open. People are getting lackadaisy. They don't want to believe that it still exists and it's still out there. They feel they can just go on in this, like it's not even there. I had to go to the doctor today. I was in there about 3 hours. But you would see people come in, and the note is on the door to put the mask on. And they'll come in just as big without it. And before they were fighting about it, about if you didn't come in anywhere, you go to grocery stores or doctor's offices or any place where the note, the letter is there, the flyer is there, and then you know to social distances and put on your mask and all that. And if you came in without it, the mask, they would send you back out and they would have them to sell to you. You know, and now they know that they have them to sell. They see them there. Some of them have them just free, just for them to put on when they come in the door if they don't have one on. And some of them will still walk past as if they don't even see it. Just walk past. That's rebellious. Just don't care. Just don't care. And it would be a pity just to have somebody there specifically to help and protect others, you know, that are trying to protect themselves inside and help the ones that come in, you know, and see if they have on what they're supposed to have on. If not, then let them know they have to have the mask, you know, and here's some sanitizer for your hands and all this sort of thing. They wonder how we catch so much. Some things we can't blame on others. Some things we cannot blame on others. Yeah. Okay, we have this up-to-date COVID vaccination. And it's talking about up-to-date versus fully vaccinated. And when they say up-to-date, it means that a person has received all recommended vaccines and boosters when eligible. Well, I could comment on that, but doesn't make sense. Doesn't matter. Person know how to protect themselves. It's up to them if they don't. up to them if they don't, and they don't even understand it. If they don't want to protect themselves, they can protect somebody, help protect somebody else, you know, with the help of Allah. We know that we have faith and we believe in Allah, you know, and how Allah is going to take care, you know, that Allah is going to take care of us. But, yeah, we should tie our camels and trust in Allah. You tie your camels when you go into a place. You leave it out there, think it's safe because it's tied up. But then you trust in Allah, you know, and pray that the camel is still there where you left it when you come back out to get it. As simple as that. I mean, to some of us, that's it makes sense, stands to reason, or common sense, you know, but to some of us, it's not. And we can't look down on them because it's not, you know, knowledge comes in degrees, and they sometimes may think there's too much for them to remember at one time, and but gradually, slowly, and we pray that it's not too late for them. Okay. Okay. It says, what you need to know. Updated Bivalent boosters became available on September the 2nd. 2022 for people 12 years of age and older. October 12, 2022 for people ages 5 to 11. CDC recommends everyone stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccines for their age group. Children and teens aged 6 months to 17 years, adults ages 18 years and older, getting a COVID vaccination after you recover from COVID-19 infection provides added protection against COVID-19. So you say. Oh, saying, if you recently had COVID-19, you may consider delaying your next vaccine dose, primary dose, or booster by 3 months from when your symptoms started, or if you had no symptoms when you first received a positive test, okay? People who are moderately or severely immunocompromised have different recommendations for COVID-19 vaccines. COVID-19 vaccines and booster recommendations may be updated as CDC continues to monitor the latest COVID-19 data. CDC recommends that people aged 5 years and older receive one updated bivalent booster if it has been at least 2 months since their last COVID-19 vaccine dose, whether that was their final primary series dose or an original monovalent booster. People who have gotten more than one original monovalent booster are also recommended to get an updated bivalent booster. About COVID-19 vaccines, COVID-19 vaccines available in the United States are effective at protecting people from getting seriously ill, being hospitalized, and dying. As with other vaccine-preventable diseases, you are protected best COVID-19 when you stay up to date with the recommended vaccinations, including recommended boosters. But COVID-19 vaccines are approved. So 4 COVID-19 vaccines are approved or authorized in the United States, and they are Pfizer-BioNTech. Okay. And then you have Moderna, Novavax, and see, that's a fairly new one, Novavax. Johnson & Johnson's Janssen, that's an older one. Okay, however, CDC recommends that the Johnson & Johnson Janssen COVID-19 vaccine only be considered in certain situations due to safety concerns. Anytime you're going to put something out there and say you can only take it in certain situations due to No. okay. That can only be considered in certain situations due to safety concerns. All of this is supposed to be a safety concern. So I just pinpoint that out. If you do pinpoint that out, then that means you're not supposed to be bothered taking it or being bothered with it at all then. And we demand to know the reasons. Why Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines only be considered in certain situations due to safety concerns. All of them should be considered that. Okay? It says updated bivalent boosters. The updated bivalent boosters are called bivalent because they protect against both the original virus that causes COVID-19 and the Omicron. Oh, yeah. They said Omicron, the latest one. And the Omicron variant, BA.4 and BA.5. Previous boosters are called monovalent because they were designed to protect against the original virus that causes COVID-19. They also provide some protection against Omicron, but not as much as the updated bivalent boosters. The virus that causes COVID-19 has changed over time. How? The different versions of the virus that have developed over time are called variants. Okay, different versions of the virus that have developed over time are called variants. Learn more about variants of the COVID-19 virus. You better believe it. I don't know if it's allergy time or there's something in my eyes, but they're bothering me. Itching. Okay. I have a lens in there. When they did the cataract, they put the lens in there. Now it's watering and it's, feel like little dust or something is in it. You have to go and get it cleaned out. Or it's water too. I don't drive as much as I used to. This thing has its days. Some days it won't run water as much as other days. But inshallah, this too shall pass. Inshallah, this too shall pass. Okay. The virus that causes COVID-19 has changed over time. The different versions of the virus that have developed over time are called variants. Learn more about variants of the COVID-19 virus. Okay. Two COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers, Pfizer and Moderna, have developed updated bivalent COVID-19 boosters. What are you, or when are you up to date on? You are up to date with your COVID-19 vaccines if you have completed a COVID-19 vaccine primary series. Oh, my God, that's series. And received the most recent booster thus recommended for you by CDC. So those are the things that you know that you are up to date. You are up to date with your COVID-19 vaccine if you have completed a COVID-19 vaccine primary series and received the most recent booster that's recommended dose. Most recent booster dose recommended for you by CDC. COVID-19 vaccine recommendations are based on three things: your age, the vaccine you first received, and the length of time since your last dose. People who are moderately or severely immunocompromised have different recommendations for COVID-19 vaccines. You're still up to date if you receive all COVID-19 vaccine doses recommended for you and then become ill with COVID-19. You do not need to be immediately revaccinated or receive an additional booster. I guess not. Supposed to be already in you. You shouldn't even have to be confronted with the thing reoccurring. Oh, my goodness. The healthcare workers learn more about COVID-19 vaccine schedules. Getting vaccines if you had or currently have COVID-19. If you recently had COVID-19, you may consider delaying your next vaccine dose, whether a primary dose or a booster, by 3 months from when your symptoms started or if you had no symptoms when you first received a positive test. Reinfection is less likely in the weeks to months after infection. Reinfection is less likely in the weeks to months after infection. However, certain factors such as personal risk or severe disease or risk of disease in a loved one or a close contact local or close contact local COVID-19 community level and the most common COVID-19 variant currently causing illness could be reasons to get a vaccine sooner rather than later. Children and teens aged 6 months to 17 years. COVID-19 vaccine dose is based on age on the day of vaccination, not on size or weight. Children get a smaller dose of COVID-19 vaccine than teens and adults based on their age group. Adults ages 18 years and older. Getting their second dose. Talk to your healthcare or vaccine provider about the things for the second dose in your primary series. People aged 6 months through 64 years, and especially males ages 12 through 39 years, may consider getting the second primary Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna or Novavax 8 weeks after the first dose. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this message. It's awful. People ages 6 months through 64 years, and especially males ages 12 through 39 years, may consider getting the second primary Pfizer BioNTech, Moderna, or Novavax 8 weeks after the first dose. A longer time between the first and second primary doses may increase how much protection the vaccines offer and further minimize the rare risk of myocarditis, pericarditis. Now, myocarditis is spelled M-Y-O, which means muscle, and carditis is the heart. So myocarditis is the muscle around the heart. And pericarditis. Now, pericarditis is the thin membrane around the heart. You know, carditis is inflammation of the heart. So this is the thin membrane has inflammation, which is around the heart. Inflammation of the thin membrane around the heart, and myocarditis is the inflammation of the muscle of the heart. Okay. Anyone wanting protection due to high levels of community transmission, people ages 65 years and older, or people who are more likely to get very sick from COVID-19 should get the second dose of Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine 3 weeks or 21 days after the first dose. Moderna COVID-19 vaccine 4 weeks or 28 days after the first dose. Novavax COVID-19 vaccine 3 weeks or 21 days after the first dose. Staying up to date. If you have completed your primary series but are not yet eligible for a booster, you are also considered up to date. Novavax booster. You may get a monovalent Novavax booster. If you are unable or unwilling to receive a Pfizer or Moderna updated bivalent COVID-19 booster, and you meet the following requirements. You are 18 years of age or older. You complete the COVID-19 vaccine primary series at least 6 months ago. You have not gotten any other booster dose. And that's all, folks. They would save the worst for last, telling you all this stuff about these shots for these babies. There are 4 approved or authorized vaccines in the United States, and I gave them to you, but I give them again. It says Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna. There's 2 right there, COVID-19 vaccines, are mRNA vaccines. Okay. And then Novavax COVID-19 vaccine is a protein subunit vaccine. Johnson & Johnson Jensen COVID-19 vaccine is a viral vector vaccine and can be given in some situations. These vaccines are given as a shot in the muscle of the upper arm or in the thigh of a young child. COVID-19 vaccine ingredients are considered safe for most people. Nearly all of the ingredients in COVID-19 vaccines are ingredients found in many foods, fats, sugar, and salt. None of the COVID-19 vaccines affect or interact with our DNA, and the following are not included in the vaccines. No preservatives such as, what is that? Demerosal or mercury or any other preservatives. No antibiotics such as sulfonamide or any other antibiotics. Oh my. So people are going to really be messed up now. No medicines or therapeutics such as ivermectin or any other medications. No issues such as absorbent fetal cells, gelatin. They need to go off this, out of that. That's a pig gel from the hooks. Okay, or any materials from any animal. No food proteins such as eggs or egg products. Gluten, peanuts, tree nuts, nut products, or any nut byproducts. COVID-19 vaccines are not manufactured in facilities that produce food products. No metals such as iron, nickel, cobalt, titanium, or rare earth alloys. They also do not have any manufactured products like microelectronics, electrodes, carbon nanotubes, or other nanostructures, or nanowire semiconductors. No latex, the vial stoppers used to hold the vaccine also do not contain latex. After the body produces an immune response, it discards all of the vaccine ingredients, just as it would discard any substance that cells no longer need. The process is a part of normal body functions. People who are up to date have lower risks of severe illness, hospitalization, and death from COVID-19 than people who are unvaccinated or who have only received a primary series. Updated COVID-19 boosters can help restore protection that has decreased since previous vaccination. The updated boosters provide added protection against the regent Omicron subvariants that are more contagious than the previous ones. The prevent subvariants BA4 and BA5 are very closely related to the original variant. Omicron, with very small differences between itself and the original variant. CDC will continue to provide updates as we learn more. COVID-19 vaccines have undergone and will continue to undergo intensive safety monitoring in the U.S. history. Evidence from the hundreds of millions of COVID-19 vaccines already administered in the United States and the billions of vaccines administration globally demonstrate that they are safe and effective. Side effects that happen within 7 days of getting vaccinated are common, but are mostly mild. Sometimes they may affect a person's ability to do daily activities. Side effects there out throughout the body, such as fevers, chills, tiredness, and headaches, are more common after the second dose of a Pfizer-BioNTech. Moderna or Novavax Okay, well, I guess I've read. If anybody else has anything to say, any reading that they want to do to bring us up a little bit more up to par about our broadcast for the winter months coming up with the COVID and the shots and the procedures and remedies and advice, please push 1 on your receiver. And I can open your mic and bring you into the cube so you can voice your opinion or concern or input, voice your input. Please do, please. You ready to say anything, Akbar? It is now 8:31. Oh, praise is due to Allah. And I guess I read. Oh, my monkey. Just a Muslim journal this week. Please, everybody, be careful. Be careful. The weather is talking about ice and snow in 20 of our states. This is an old one. Akbar, do you have my latest Muslim journal? Yes, but did you use them? Put 2 more on here? Yes, I remember them. Okay, here they are. Here they are. Got them. I'll be glad when I can get my other room straightened out so I can get in there. Put my little office in there. All my stuff in there because when I have me here in the dining room, a lot of times people will come and want to read them. Sometimes they don't know how to replace them. You know what I mean? So they start all over. But some journals were behind. Seem like they're trying to get caught up now, but...
Oh, my. It says, Houston breaks ground. Okay. At Tawheed, Tawheed, Houston's masjid, Houston's masjid at Tawheed breaks ground for Islamic Plaza. Coming October 23rd, that was last month, inshallah. Tawheed Town Center, that would be nice. It would be nice. They're doing things in Houston, that's a blessing. Mm-hmm. And then just going back here too, that should be interesting. And they did apologize, our brothers, at one time, it's been some years ago, when Imam Dawood Islam from LaGrange, the Front Porch production, had, I think it was Juneteenth, and it was on the inside of the building, hot weather, but it was inside the building, which was cool, and we had some brothers from synagogue, Country Synagogue, who had apologized to the African-American here about how they had treated us as if not accepted us like they should, and things that they felt they were conscientious of and were aware of this thing, them seeming as if they didn't want to recognize us and give us our just due. But anyway, it's in the issue, October 15th through 21st issue of the Muslim Journal. And then we have, October 8th through 14th. Didn't two more come the other day, Akbar?
Huh?
Didn't two more issues, back issues, come the other day? Okay, these are the ones, okay. Yeah, I see where it says October the 8th through the 14th, 2022, and October 15th through 21. Okay. Well, I myself remember these people. Looks like the city of Newark hosts Dr. Abdul Salam DDS street naming ceremony. Oh, he's got a street naming ceremony now. And when they did have also Brother Osman Sharif. Yeah, and I think he passed. And also, yes, also Dr. Salam passed too. He sure did. Anyway, they're out here with the picture with his name on the shingle there, Abdul Salam Way. That's the dentist that was in Northern New Jersey, where I knew, and I used to, his daughter and I used to be very close, and Sister Edwina. There's another sister that we had one down here. We had one in New Jersey, too. And there was Dr. Salam, who was in the paper here when he was FOI. I remember him. And then Sister Edwina was a secretary. And Khadija, not Edwina. Think about Edwina. Khadija. But I thought her name was, okay. Anyway, the two of them. Picture of them at their ripe age. And I don't know if she is deceased or not, but I know that he is, because they had him in the paper, in the Muslim Journal. Mm.
Yeah, those were the days when people really worked and applied themselves in El-Islam, in the days of the FOI and the MGT, worked and worked hard, too, and did not complain. Yeah, loved the work, the bazaars and things we had and all of that. Yeah, but oh my, they have on here for about Senegal. So they're talking about scattered no more, to prosper via connecting African diaspora. Excuse me. And it's saying about, it's got a picture here, if you haven't gotten it, the Muslim Journal, October 8th through 14th, 2022. It's got a picture here of Estevanico, V-A-N-I-C-O, Estevanico, the first black person in the world, in the new world, first black person in the new world. My goodness, that must be interesting. First black person in the new world. He's standing on top of a rock with a spear, a little hatchet in his hand, opened out, introducing, seems as if he's introducing the new world. I can read this before the time is over. Oh my goodness, it's 8:40. I just want to read this a little bit right here. It's something interesting for the children to know about. And it is. Something to keep you, most of you probably nodded out on me tonight, but that's okay. You heard a little something if you were there. And I do see somebody's hand up finally. It's time to close now, 41. But I want to read this part right here. Okay, let's see what this is. Hey, this is our weekly special to Muslim Journal. I'll tell you what I'll do. Estevanico, the man, the myth, the legend, first black person in the new world. I'm going to save this. I'm going to save this for another day, or if the brothers want to hear about it themselves, you know, because it reads, the U.S. Embassy in Morocco has commemorated Mustafa Zemmoury, known as Estevanico or Estevan the Moor, every Black History Month of February. Zemmoury is believed to be the first Moroccan to ever set foot in America. Wow. Total courtesy of Morocco, worldnews.com. This is interesting. Ever to ever set foot in, you see, I've never even heard of him, I don't believe. Okay. So I'm going to save it, though, and give these few minutes to someone. I see a hand up. I'm going to give this to someone who wants to speak now. I have to be courteous, too. Okay. Glad to see somebody's hand participating, though. Let me bring you in. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Quran, or Brother.
Walaikum assalam.
I figured it was you. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. I know you were speaking on, I heard you were saying something about somebody was trying to apologize to us for the wrong they're doing. I didn't understand. Well, what you were saying on that?
I was saying on that. Was the Africans or the people from a synagogue, the African country's door of no return synagogue?
Yes, ma'am. And yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we had a Juneteenth in LaGrange, Georgia, but we traveled to Alabama. Yeah, that's when Brother Imam Dawood Salam with the Front Porch Production was given the music, supplying the music. They had been invited there, and Akbar was helping him and Brother Saint, you know, when they were singing and playing their band and their music. So those brothers were there. There were some brothers from Senegal, the country of Senegal that just mentioned. And I was going to read some, but the article is too long. I'll catch it next time. It'll be here. They apologized to the way that they had treated, they said, the African-American here in America. Here, you know, and because believe it or not, there are a lot of Africans who feel that when we say Afro-Americans, you know, African-Americans, that we are really not a part of the motherland or as the African-Americans, you know, so they just thought that we were not old enough, I guess, you know, but we do remind them, and we used to remind them frequently that our ancestors came from there, you know, and that's how we're here, you know.
Oh, so they was apologizing for Africa was apologizing to the African Americans for the way they was acting, huh? That's what they was doing, where they were treating us. That's what you were saying from them, the one from Africa, not the one in America, but the one from Africa.
The Africans, yeah, were over here. Some of the African brothers were here at that celebration, Juneteenth. It was inside of a building, and they apologized for the way that the African-Americans here had been treated by the Africans there at that, you know. In the past.
Yes, you know, I understand what you're saying. I thought there was somebody here, there was some Caucasian or somebody was apologizing.
No.
You know, I thought they were apologizing.
Okay, no. It was
I was just saying, we don't want their false apology. All we want is our that reparation money, that's what we want. I know that's what I want. Give me my money. And we all reverend, I got our, that's right, our 40 acres in the mule. Shoot, that's what I, because we supposed to be getting out. This generation supposed to be getting the 40 acres in the mule.
Yeah. Sure are. But the ones who I feel they gave it to, the ones that, well, I don't know how deserving they are, but I know we are more deserving than they are, I believe, because they gave it to the Chinese, they gave it to different other people. I don't know if they gave it to the Indians or not, even.
I understand what they. Yep, that was ours. That was our tax money. Our everything that they get is basically our tax money and what is due to us. But the only way they get that power is because we give them that power.
Yeah, but a lot of us are. Excuse me. A lot of us are researching now to just try and find out, you know what I'm saying, who is really included in that. And we know we are, but who, as being descendants of the slaves that were brought over here, you know, and we know that we are. But I don't know about the Chinese or the other people who claim that they are due, you know, any of that recognition or not. I don't know how they come into it, into being, as being a part of it. And that's being researched now.
The one of the things that they come into, because they have some type of economic power. So if you have economic power, so what power do we have? And that's the power that we have to use to get it, because that's the power they're using. They're using their economic power. They said one reason why the people over here in Katrina was left, because we had no economic power. That's what it is.
But
you have to have that. That's very important.
That does not mean that they have no none of that
I didn't talk about reparation money, but what it is that they have something that America needs to survive. That's what it is. So when you have, and
That's not what we're talking about, but we're talking about what descendants, who we are as descendants of the slaves that were brought over here, and what they owe us from that.
That's
and I
right.
Know what the power of the Chinese and all of them had to do with that. They don't deserve no reparation. They don't deserve no 40 acres and a mule.
That's right. That's right.
You know, no monies or nothing like that. That's why I don't know why it is that they had to be receiving anything. And those some of the others that received something already, but not us, who is deserving of it. Now, our ancestors were brought over here against their will and with the net thrown over them like fish, catching fish and put on the ship, Jesus, they call it. So I don't know what that had anything to do with anybody else, any of the others.
All we have to do is the only reason why that they got a chance to bomb up there in Oklahoma because we was not in the sky. We have to have the same equipment. We could be able to control the same equipment they do. We need to teach our children how to keep that. That's the reason why they closed down schools. I said our kids was mastering that electronics and all that stuff like that, the internet. They was mastering that. Here you got 3-year-olds could be able to do it. You said we sent someone to the, they didn't get to the moon until the three sisters sent them to the moon. So, and then the smartest kid, the smartest people on the planet Earth, not in the, in the community, the planet Earth is, well, there was three African-American, I heard they was Muslim children, 12 and 9 years old, got the highest IQ.
Mm-hmm.
That said
mm-hmm.
something. And
that's
here it is,
right.
If you think about it, look how far we got. Look how far we got in the things that we have done. We only been out of slavery. We completely wiped out of everything at that time. If that we was in 400 years, that means we were completely wiped out of most everything except for what our parents could slip and tell us, you know. Like at least they kept that one finger up. Remember the time they go to church, I would kept that one finger up. You talk about like they go into the restroom. They basically probably were saying one God all the time.
That's right. That's true. That's true.
So I'm just saying, so, but anyway, I forgot the main point I was making, but mainly thing that we need is that economic power. And like you said, that that money, we supposed to have that money, that money don't belong to them. You're right.
No, it belongs to descendants of the slaves. Yeah.
We all be supposed to get our due. That's the main thing right there. You're supposed to get our
exactly.
due that it was done to us. And we have
exactly.
to be careful. We can't let this. That's what I want to say, they're dealing with the electronics. They stopped the electronic because, see, the president, Trump, when he came in tweeting.
He came in doing what?
He came in tweeting. You know, he was already on the internet. That's how they call it. What you know,
oh,
tweeting.
Twitter,
T-W-I.
Twitter, okay.
Yeah, Twitter, he came in doing that.
I get you.
And so that was
okay.
all. You know, that was all part of the plan. That was all part of the plan,
okay.
just to get on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
We were moving too slow for him. Everything on the internet.
Our children still got it because this is, I think I heard not too long ago, a 3-year-old who did bring about a crash on the computer, 3-year-old, 4-year-old one. I don't know if he knew what he was doing or not, but and that's a possibility they knew what he was doing because I heard also tell of 4-year-old. Or a 5-year-old could read anything that we could read.
What failed to understand, they couldn't get rid of the DNA. The DNA is there. It's written. You can't get rid of that. That's just like iron. You can't. You can melt iron. You could do this and shape it, but it's still iron. So they couldn't get rid of the DNA. That's what that was.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know that.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Ron. I see another hand here. Maybe give them a chance to say something before it's time to end. 8:53 now. Let's see what they have to say. I figured you were going to contribute eventually because I saw you on there, but you didn't say anything. You always have something to say and appreciate it. Thank you. Be blessed during the week and be safe. We're talking about bad weather coming in.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Ron.
What do you got, Salam?
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad.
Assalamu
alaikum, Sharifa. Alaikum assalam, Sharifa. How are you?
I'm fine, alhamdulillah. And assalamu alaikum to Sister Corinne, if she's still on the line.
Yeah, well, they got salam.
I was calling to ask which Muslim journal, or was that the Muslim journal that you had mentioned about the apology?
About the what?
The apology.
No,
and you said
no,
you
no,
read it because it's too long.
No, the apology I was speaking on took place at in Alabama when they had a Juneteenth celebration, when they first started celebrating Juneteenth, when Brother Dawood from Porch Production and us had gone down there for him to entertain. And there were a group of Africans from Senegal, and they spoke, and they apologized for their maltreatment of us as African Americans, you know, because a lot of them, even I used to work with a lot of Nigerians, used to put their nose up in the air, and they were working the same capacity that I was, but they evidently just thought they would try to act as if they were better than we were, you know, the African Americans. And we were already here when they got here. They were nurses, and I was a nurse. I was a nurse too, performing the same duties, you know. But those brothers apologized and were saying how sorry they are, and they extended their hands to and promised that they would help us. You know, the African American here. Excuse me. The African American here that they would help us and welcome us to the synagogue. Could you bring one of the water? My throat is so dry. Well, I know why it's dry. Yeah, but they no, it's not in the Muslim journal. It wasn't in the Muslim journal, sister.
Oh, that was something live in person. Okay.
Yeah, that was live. And yeah, but event. I see an event. Yeah, but October, the issue of the Muslim journal, October the 15th through the 21st. Has a write-up in here. It says the year 2023 emerging. It says Africa calls us to our ancestral home. And it's got pictures, and they got a part of the door of no return and the island and everything. That's where the slaves were dropped off. Excuse me. And
you
it has that of a female this year. Small statue of female is there, and then pictures that are gathered around certain monuments and there in Senegal. As a matter of fact, it reads, Sister Brenda Wright of Indianapolis, Indiana, stands in the shadows of the door of no return on Goree Island. Today, Senegal has erected many monuments to welcome return of Africans in the diaspora and others to come learn the historic, often painful, history of the transatlantic slave trade, starting in West Africa and now its recovery. The touring family of Judge David Shaheed, Indianapolis, and many gave their name.
We don't have the issue yet, but I'll look for it. Hopefully we'll get it soon. My husband says he'll need to be off the line because he has to go.
Okay.
I'm using his phone. Okay.
Okay, Sister Sharifa. I'm late, and we're going to get ready to close out, too. We've got Abba.
Okay.
Are you ready to close
Thank
out for
you.
Us?
Thank you. Thank you. Well, Lingam Asalaam,
Sister Sharifa. You want to close out for us? Thank you, everybody, for coming. And we'll see you tomorrow night on the broadcast. So we got 60 seconds. And I'll be live in the Shaking the Regime. This is Ladarek Man Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rakbul Alameen. Rakman Rahim Manikyo Medin. Yakana Aburu, Yakana Sahin. Itne Serodo Mustakin. Soroto Ledin and Amta Alehim. Hyrule Magdubi Alehim. Walidolin. I mean. Stay safe, everyone. And I was going to think of another little short dua to say, but that was the first one come to mind and the easiest and the quickest. So, assalamu alaikum. May Allah keep us safe.